Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. The Staller episode that's a bonus is where we talk about stuff that you send in an email at staller@goloudnow.com. So Joe's there. How are you, Joe? Joe's here.
How are you? Darren, are you well?
Grand, thanks. And Owen is here as well.
Hello.
What is this? What are you doing?
That was like a fucking lovely like kind of audio book or something.
Are you trying out a character here?
I'm fucking always trying out characters.
Yeah.
I'm always just testing the waters. You know?
This is like the gentle guy. This is for when you start your cooking programs.
Yeah.
What's that chef's name that was on the Eurovision panel?
Donald Skean.
It was very Donald Skean.
No, I don't think so. It kind of was, wasn't it?
It's Donald Skean-esque. Like, it didn't sound like Donald Skean. But it gets just the calm, vibes. Calm. Had Donald Skean energy.
Non-threatening.
Yeah. Like...
Or the bald chef. Do you know the bald chef that's like, no, we're going to do a lovely summer dish and it's going to be perfect for this time of the year.
Yeah.
Just give me a fucking burger, mate. You can eat a burger at any time of the year.
Doesn't matter what season it is, yeah. Any questions?
Anyway.
Yep. Ciara in Galway.
Ciara in Galway.
Yeah.
How are you, Ciara?
I picked this one out because... this actually relates to something we talked about in the upcoming main episode, kind of.
Okay.
Roughly, vaguely. Mm-hmm. If you had to adopt a time period specific style from before you were born, what would it be? So, 80s, 60s, anytime, Victorian era, whatever you like.
I wouldn't go back too far. I'd go back to like the 1930s. Or the 20s.
It's not too far.
Men, they wore suits and everyone had a hat. Everybody had a hat in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Like a brim hat. Styling, man. Absolutely styling.
What about the hippie era?
Would that interest you?
Oh, just like baggy t-shirts, pair of trousers, nice sunglasses with hearts on them, curly hair.
Wash yourself, though. I'd say there was a... If you went to Woodstock, the bang of sweat. Like this. They must have stank...
Yeah, but you'd be there for it. You'd want all that. You want the full experience.
Is that where you were going? The flower power era?
Yeah.
Tie-dye t-shirts?
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Join a cult?
Mm.
A good one. Yeah. A good one that spreads positivity. Not the bad one that
like
tells
the Manson
you.
The Manson family?
Not them. No.
Oh.
Not the type that would go and murder like people in the hills.
What about before it was all the murder? Remember it was kind of...
Just chilled?
Yeah. It was a little crazy, but it wasn't...
It was a bit fucking mad, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a little off-the-grid community. Wear some nice dyed t-shirts and...
Sure.
Sit around the fire.
Some hemp pants.
Some hemp pants, yeah. Pants.
That... You'd be jocked. People would be going around jocking you so easy.
I wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't bother me. It's all about the love and showing your bits, isn't it?
They were
always naked, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So if you got jocked, you're like, is that supposed to be embarrassing? Because
yeah.
You're like free the nip and all that.
Yeah, you just done me a favour. No, we don't need to do it.
I'll just be pissing.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck.
So anyway, you're gone with the hippie look. Joe's gone with 1920s hats and suit.
I'm surprised he didn't say like dress like Napoleon or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, too much effort, man. Too much effort.
Yeah, you'd want to be getting up at least 3 hours.
Murder wanted to do that Bridgerton era, and that would have been the same time as Napoleon. And it's just, you'd have to put a wig on, you have to put makeup on, you have to put tights on, and then socks, knee-high socks, and then the shoes. Fuck that.
At least at the hippie era, you don't even have to wash yourself.
No. Yeah. No, I prefer the hippie era over that. Mm. But 1920s gilded era, all day long. Gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Gatsby era.
The Gatsby, yeah. The black tie event.
Maybe the cowboys. I'd like to dress like a cowboy.
Like Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. Go with the bad and the ugly.
Yeah. Escape from Alcatraz. He wasn't a cowboy in that, was he? No, he wasn't.
No.
No.
He was a cowboy, all right, though. What a film.
Gazzy in Lusk.
Gazzy in Lusk.
Gazzy in Lusk.
Gazzy.
Gazzy, that's how he refers to himself.
By choice.
Unless someone forced him to write.
I feel like that's like your mate called you that or something, you know. It just stuck. Right. It was Gaz, and then he's just like, Gazzy, all right, Gazzy. Kill fucking Graham with me. What's his question?
skateboarding everywhere every day, or sleeping in a bath of beans once a week?
Fucking the first one all day. Well,
skateboarding.
No, actually, I hate beans.
Yeah,
I think beans are horrible.
I think you've said that before. On this, you get disturbed by beans, don't you?
It's only once a week. It's only once a week. Like, whatever. Just get into a bath of beans, man.
I feel like, how long does it have to be? Like, the equivalent to how long you'd be in a bath for?
I guess so.
I don't have a bath, so. Well, you know, beans on this end.
What if you had to trade that in, though? You'd have to find something of equivalent or greater value.
A shower of beans. Beans falling out of your shower.
That is horrible.
I'd scream
for the whole thing. I'd just be screaming.
Shower of beans would be much worse.
Oh, the thoughts of them how tiny the holes are in the shower head, and them trying to squeeze out and then going and falling on you. This is disgusting. But I'd probably pick that because I can't skateboard and I just fuck doing that all the time. Like,
yeah, you'd never get anywhere. I suppose you'd learn.
Yeah, you would learn.
I take it forever though, and you could trip up.
Yeah,
doesn't matter how good you are.
Like, just the thought of you fucking just getting to here and all from the gaff on a fucking skateboard.
Or getting back, going uphill, man.
Can you get off it and hold it and walk when it's necessary?
No. Rolled an eye, his eyes at me.
Sake, like,
as if it's a real question.
They are real.
So unfair.
They're real in the moment. They're real. You have to treat them like they're real.
To me.
I'll go with the beans.
Beans, Joe, you're going with beans?
Beans all day, yeah. I'd take a fucking bath in beans every day if it meant, like, if it was against skateboarding everywhere, looking like a fucking Egypt falling down and all. Nah.
Would you wash your face with beans?
I can have a so long as I can have a shower afterwards and I don't go around smelling like red sauce.
Oh,
fair enough.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but it's not red sauce in beans, though.
No.
It is.
It's not ketchup.
Not ketchup.
What the fuck is it then?
Just like tomato
juice.
Juice, yeah.
No, it's like red sauce and sugar. Like, it's tomato sauce and sugar and all, like in red sauce. Ketchup.
That's ketchup.
Beans are in ketchup.
They're fucking not. They're in bleeding bean juice.
Here's it's like it. A watery ketchup.
Oh, I feel a fucking debate coming that's going to last forever. Like the soup and fucking chicken soup reels, all that. It's not ketchup.
What's it?
Do you think like they just put fucking squirt Heinz ketchup over Heinz beans? Like, look at the colour of it and all. It's the same colour as the beans.
It's like a watery consistency. It's not, the beans are white. Beans, those kidney beans are white, naturally.
Mm.
And then they'll put into a red ketchup sauce. Suck a bean dry and see what colour it is. Right, go home and suck a bean dry.
I'd rather fucking not.
And see what colour it is.
That's hell. I'd rather eat fucking, I'd rather eat like bleeding a big, huge fucking something else. Like,
it's red sauce. It's ketchup. It's the same thing. Sugary tomato sauce and vinegar and everything.
Break the news to him.
Like, it's a tomato sauce. Yeah, it has water and sugar and vinegar and yeah. But it's
tomato.
It's ketchup.
Tomato ketchup is different.
Tastes exactly like ketchup.
Ketchup is different than tomato.
What beans are you buying?
Beans.
Are you buying ketchup beans? No.
You can get ketchup beans though.
So if we were to take, a Heinz ketchup,
mm-hmm,
or any kind of ketchup,
on white beans,
and separately, and just do a blind taste test, just of the sauces, never mind the actual bean, you could, in a blind taste test, Joe, you couldn't taste the difference because it's the exact same thing.
The consistency is different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we'll eliminate that.
The taste is also
somehow.
Different.
We'll eliminate like, that factor somehow.
Ketchup has
okay,
that.
Okay, so if we're just going on flavour, if you dip the chip...
I was going to say, Darren will just run a bit on your tongue with his finger.
If right, I dip so. The chip into... what did you say? What did he say?
Carry on.
If you dip the chip into a can of beans and scraped the beans off and had the juice on the chip and dipped another chip into ketchup that's on a plate... There's,
it would taste the exact same.
No way. We're doing a taste test. There's no way.
Joe, this is bad.
Fuck off. It's just a different consistency. It's the same ingredients. It's ketchup. It's tomato sauce. It's just tomato sauce with sugar and salt and vinegar and water.
But the same.
There's just like, more water in it because of the beans.
The ingredients in ketchup is different from the ingredients in the tomato juice in beans.
There's not. It's the same ingredients.
It's all vinegary and all and tomato ketchup in the squirty bottle.
Yeah.
Where do you keep it? In the fridge or the press? The fridge or the press?
The fridge. But I would keep it in the press if it was left to me.
Yeah, same. I'd keep it in the press. That solves that debate then.
Hang on now. Hang on now. I'm not finished with this. Ah, no, I am. Fuck this.
Let's leave it up. Let's leave it up to the public.
Yeah, let the people decide.
Let the people decide.
Last one for you then. Let's see. Oh, Dublin Domo.
What a legend.
This actually be a quick one, so we've one more after this. Dublin Domo wants to know, Joe, would you race your dinosaur against the DC Rats?
My dinosaur can't move. It's not an actual dinosaur Domo.
It's stuck in cement
the
in the garden.
Statue of a dinosaur.
It's in the cement. Like, it's stuck in his garden palace and they can't move. Like, it's not real dinosaur. They're extinct, like.
Fuck's sake, Domo.
Fucking hell, Domo from Dublin.
This isn't the place for silly questions.
With a name like that, I'm fucking surprised at you. It's not the place for silly questions.
Right, James from Georgia.
The dinosaur, obviously. Sorry.
Sorry, carry on. What am I interrupting you for? Carry on.
The dinosaur, obviously.
No, the rats, man, here are powerful.
Yeah, but the dinosaur, man. Like, they're real fast.
Right.
The rats would jump on its tail. The rats would eat the dinosaur.
It's a long dinosaur.
It is a long dinosaur.
It is.
James from Georgia. Do you remember him? Georgia. And...
Of course I remember him.
Joe?
I remember someone from Georgia and I remember not remembering him.
Every time.
Was it the same James?
You forget James from Georgia every
time. He has a question in at least every 2 to 3 weeks, you know.
He's our only US-based listener who frequently contacts us. Anyway, so James from Georgia has gone back to listen to the entire back catalogue.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure he's not listening to these episodes until he gets through all the old stuff. So it'll be a while before he hears this. Anyway, there's a couple, he's sending me little updates as he goes along. He's just dropping in a quick update and so on. He says in episode 40, Joseph Porkchop McGuckin says, the hardest kind of exercise is running. It's all hard, but the hardest is running.
I recall saying that.
But not now, because you did the marathon.
I still think it is. And I think my point being was that it was just so boring. Because you can just stop, and that's what happens. You're just like, bah, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Mm.
You can just turn around and go back very, very easily.
Could you do that with any exercise, though?
I think it's less boring. I think if you're cycling somewhere, it's more fun.
Mm.
It's more fun to cycle. Whereas when you're running, like, there's nothing fun about it.
It's just you and your thoughts.
Yeah.
Or a bit of music or a podcast. You could just stop.
Hmm.
It is boring. Owen loves a good run. Is it boring? It
can be very boring.
Yeah. There you go. There's God has spoken. Thanks for listening to the bonus episode. The dessert of the podcast.
Hmm.
Am I right? The dessert. Like a little dessert. And the main is like the main course.
I'd say it's kind of like a little entree. Like a little vol-au-vent or something, like a little bit of finger food.
No, I disagree. I think it's dessert. Sherlock. Who cares? I'll see it.
It comes out before the main event.
Yeah, but do you not eat dessert before?
Do you have your dessert before your dinner?
Absolutely. Have a fucking...
Get the Viennetta out.
Get the eating mess out there and then I'll have a chicken Kiev after.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Right. I'll see you after on the next one.
stalin@goaloudnow.com.
Yeah, that's an email.
That's the email address.
I'm still on the Dell laptop. Who uses Dell anymore? What?
Dell. Windows 98.
All right, Dell.
Dell boy.
All right, Dell boy.